views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Each week on the hit show, Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen and take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for a spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving. From stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. Now, you've heard me say this a million times, and I really believe it. Time and distance are no barrier to energy, and that means that no matter when you're listening, no matter how you found us, you're here for a reason. And I hope that something you hear today brings you some insight, shines some light, and helps you move forward. Now, I still can't believe I did it, but I signed up for a 21-day guided reboot that's designed to help shift not only what I actually put in my body, but to focus on my feelings and my patterns around food. Now, I thought it would be really hard, and I just kind of figured that I would quit in about the first 30 seconds. The idea of this is that it involves lovingly reducing or eliminating some of the things that I have, honestly, when I look at it, some of the things I've built my life around. Caffeine, dairy, processed foods. What happened was that instead of quitting, I'm loving it. My body is responding with joy to the foods that I'm fueling it with, and I am releasing a lot of baggage about how I deserve to treat myself. And yes, I'm drinking green smoothies, and I'm doing it willingly. I'm going to have to put, people have been saying, well, I put a picture of a smoothie on Facebook. Yes, I will, just for you. I will put a picture of the green smoothie. Now, have you ever wanted to see into your body? Have you ever wanted to be able to connect with the wisdom that your body holds about what it needs for optimum health? My guest on today's show is medical intuitive Caroline Sutherland. She's an author, a teacher, a leader in the fields of nutrition and energy medicine. And I'll be talking with her about medical intuition and how we can learn to tune in to our bodies. If you would like to connect with Caroline on the air, the number is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. Caroline will need to know your first name, your age, no fudging it now, your real age, where you're calling from, and a specific question. Okay, 800-930-2819. Now, I will introduce you to Caroline in just a moment, but first, would you please head over to fogcitypsychic.com and just click on everything? That is the best place to find out about classes and events, what's coming up on the radio show, and much more. The heart of my work is connecting with people to help them get insight and clarity about their life path. And if you are hankering after no-nonsense, compassionate, intuitive advice, I would love to work with you. You can get details at fogcitypsychic.com. And now, Caroline Sutherland is a medical intuitive author, radio host, teacher, and a leader in the fields of nutrition and energy medicine. She's the popular Hay House author of The Body Knows, The Body Knows How to Stay Young, The Body Knows Diet, and The Body Knows Cookbook. For the past 30 years, she's lectured internationally on the subject of health education and medical intuition, and her intuitive impressions have positively affected the lives of thousands of people. Caroline's the founder of Sutherland Communications, which offers medical intuitive training, weight loss programs, and consultations for adults and children. Find out more about Caroline and her work at carolinesutherland.com. Caroline, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Oh, thank you so much, Karen. I think it's terrific. And, of course, Out of the Fog is where everyone wants to go. And I just love the fact that you're doing a special program and you're off, you know, your sugar and your caffeine and your dairy and wheat and all those things, because they do contribute so significantly to what's called foggy thinking. And we have much more mental clarity when we don't consume those substances.
So now I have no excuse. If I'm a little doddery, uh-oh.
Well, you won't be, because watch, in 2 or 3 days, you'll have so much clarity and so much insight and energy. And I just think it's so wonderful when people start doing that. They don't realize that there's so many side benefits.
And what the big thing about it for me, Caroline, is that I thought I couldn't. And when I decided I could, it turned out that I could. All it took for me was that little shift from I can't, I'm afraid, it's not going to work, to okay, I'll give it a try. And that really opened a huge door for me.
Oh, yes. Well, it's all about, you see, the thing is, here I am in my late 60s now, and I've got great energy and feel wonderful and look much younger than my years, and it's because I've done all those things. At the age of 39, I stopped all milk products, all wheat products, all caffeine, and all sugar. Not to say I don't have it from time to time, but it's a rare occurrence. And I think you keep your strength and your stamina, your mental clarity, and you really feel as if you're switched on all four burners. And it's just such a huge, the body's just so grateful that it's just not burdened with all of that.
Now, you talk in your series of books about what the body knows, and the body holds wisdom about what it wants. How would you describe the wisdom that the body has?
Well, when you think of medical intuition, it's the ability to see beyond the normal levels of perception. Anyone who has perception or insight has this ability, and it's beyond what everyone else can see or the average person can see. And so most people just look at a person and they'll see their face and they'll see their frame and they'll kind of get a sense of their personality and their energy. But if you're intuitive, you have a different sense. I mean, I just climb inside of bodies and look around and say, isn't that interesting? Wouldn't that be neat if we could do this, this, and this? And these things would start to change. So the body is built for repair. That's all it wants to do, is to repair. And if we give the body the tools, and the big tool, and you've already, you know, mentioned it, is to change the food. If you change the food, then the body will change, because every single molecule of food translates into cell tissue. So if we change what the person's eating, then that body is going to change. And it doesn't help with supplements. You can take supplements, you can take them more or less forever and as much as you want, but it won't make that change. If you're superimposing high-quality supplements on a body that's not being properly fed, if you feed the body properly, then those supplements are really going to work, especially if they're food-grade or, you know, made from food. They're really going to have a huge benefit. But the neat part about this, and I think you've alluded to it ever so slightly, and that is, it's just a huge step in personal self-mastery. It's really a giant step in mastery over yourself and the foods that the person will choose. So we have mastery over the emotion. In other words, you know, we have mastery over when we're feeling frustrated or angry or whatever. You know, we know about that, mastery over the emotions. We have mastery, for example, in our lives about being disciplined about our work or taking courses or, you know, dealing with family members and our obligations. We have mastery there. But there's a really big piece, and that is mastery over what we put in our mouth. And so for a lot of people, that's really difficult. They never think of it in terms of mastery. They think of it in terms of deprivation. But I like to look at it in terms of mastery. And then you say, and just what you've done, you've already eliminated the dairy, the wheat, the sugar, and the caffeine, and those are big eliminations that require a major accolade because of what you've done. But all I say to people is you just switch it out. So, for example, you're off coffee, go to decaffeinated coffee. Yeah. You're off dairy products, go to almond milk, go to coconut milk, go to any goat or sheep products. So you're still having your dairy, it's just a little different form. You're off your wheat, fine. You've got 100% rye, you've got rice, you've got quinoa, you've got millet, you've got all kinds of delicious things. And health food stores are abounding with all those gluten-free items. and then sugar. Here's a little trick. There's two important things to remember. Cancer cells are glucose supported. So any fast-growing cell needs sugar to grow and proliferate. So if a person is really consuming a lot of sugar, like fruit juice or just regular sugar, white sugar in desserts or candy, that kind of thing, sugary things, if you want to stay out of the cancer zone, you have to get this sugar consumption way down. So that's the first big piece. And I place a lot in shock value. So when I give my speeches, I tell people, you know, cancer cells are glucose supported. And you hear this, you know, oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that. You kind of hear that little, you know, gasp from the audience. That's the first part to remember. And the second part is, and this is a really neat practical strategy. If you have a sugar craving, immediately respond with a few bites of protein. So, for example, if you have a sugar craving, go to a handful of almonds or cashew nuts or walnuts. Or if you're handy at home and you've got some hard-boiled eggs in the fridge, have a hard-boiled egg. Anything that's a protein will settle down that need for sugar. And the need for sugar is really calling to you from the pancreas. And the pancreas is looking to supply glucose to your brain.
Wow.
So if you give the pancreas protein, it quietly and efficiently breaks down that protein, supplies the glucose to the brain in a very efficient manner. But if you respond to a sugar craving with a sugar, then all you want is more. So you quell it right away with protein and it goes away.
Wonderful. Now you're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. We'll be right back with Caroline Sutherland after this.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to your dreams in 21 days.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog with I'm Karen Hager. You know, it's not me going that sound. That isn't me. And it's not Caroline Sutherland. See, that's part of the music. That's part of the entertainment we bring you, is those little sounds like that. Just so we're very clear, that was not me doing that. Now, Caroline Sutherland joins me on today's show, and we are talking about medical intuition, about tuning into your body. And she invites your calls at 800-930-2819. And our first caller on today's show is Vicky. She's calling in from Oregon, Caroline. She's 59, and she's asking about a sore throat. Vicky, are you there?
I sure am.
Hi, Vicky.
Oh, hi, Vicky. It's nice to talk to you.
Hello.
That's wonderful. Yes. Now, I can hear you just fine. Now, anything related to the throat, there's a couple of things, and you'll find these interesting, and they will pertain to you in a specific way. So the throat and the whole neck area is literally the dividing line between the head and the heart. So the heart knows you cannot deny the wisdom of the heart. So if you put your hand on your heart and you ask a certain question, you'll get a very clear response. But the head will always rationalize and give you all kinds of excuses, you know, for ignoring what you really know on an instinctive level, on a heart level. And so the constriction ends up in the middle, right in the neck area. And, of course, the throat is related to that. So that's one part of it. The second part is that the throat, a sore throat, a throat always relates to expression. So there's someone in your life that you'd really like to tell off, or you'd really like to just verbally communicate how you're really feeling, but it's hard for you to do that. So you're suppressing it at the throat level. Now, so those are the two things. Now, fair enough, there's a lot of sore throats and bugs and flus and this kind of thing going around right now. Fair enough. But those are two of the emotional components that are behind it. So what you want to do is get more rest. You're pushing too hard. And what you've done is you've suppressed or compromised your immune system. It's better for me, and I can do a better job of tuning in when you say super quiet, stay really quiet. But you can write things down. So what you're doing is pushing and driving, and what you've done is you've compromised your immune system, and now you are at risk for various, you know, viruses and bugs and things that are floating around. So what are you going to do? I have something very good on my website called Immuplex, I-M-M-U and then P-L-E-X, and you can go onto my website, carolinesutherland.com, and then just touch the supplements link. You'll need a little code, a little access code, Life123. Just think of life and happiness, Life123, and that'll get you onto the site. So two Immuplex with each meal, and then you want to really boost your vitamin C intake, and you want 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, and the form I like, you can get at a health food store, is Ester C, E-S-T-E-R, C for vitamin C, and it's a very well-tolerated, buffered vitamin C so that it doesn't affect the lining of the stomach. So for about the next 3 months, certainly all of February, all of March, and into April, you want to be at 3,000 mg of vitamin C a day, or, you know, 2,000, but certainly three for the first 3 or 4 weeks. And then you want to get to bed early so that you're really, really utilizing the healing energies that come to you while you're sleeping. So you want to get to bed early. And there's two things that bother your throat, actually three. One, orange juice. Your body doesn't want it. Two, any milk product that comes from cow's milk. And three, any wheat or flour-based products. So stop anything related to citrus, i.e. Oranges and orange juice. get the wheat out of the diet and the dairy out of the diet, get to bed early, build up that immune system, and in a few weeks you should start feeling a whole lot better. How does that sound?
That sounds fantastic.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you so much, Vicki, for calling the show. Thank you.
Thank you. Bless you all.
Thank you. Caroline, as I was listening to that, I'm wondering what, as you're connecting with her, what, are you seeing something, hearing something, knowing something? How do you experience
it? I just get
this?
A download. It's like an intuitive download. You're psychic. You know. You connect mm-hmm. with somebody on the phone and you just get information. Now, because I've been in the business, guess what? This year, it's a 30-year anniversary that I've been involved in holistic medicine or holistic health. And so I've done readings for like 150,000 people or more. So I just stay quiet. And if you're going to be doing intuitive work, you stay super quiet, which is why I didn't want her talking. Mm-hmm. So the more people talk, the less I'm able to get information. I want them quiet so I can pull it up, grok the information, get the download, and I just stay very quiet, very receptive, and I just get, you know what, this woman's pushing too hard. Her immune system is compromised. She's working too hard. She's giving, and she's not giving to herself. And it's just all, you know, push and drive. And the immune system says, you know what, I've had it here. I'm overloaded. I've got to lie down and have a sleep. And I need supplements, and I need a proper diet. So it comes to me very instinctively. Do I hear an inner voice? It's more like I hear what I need to communicate to the client or the person that I'm with, the listener, the caller. It's more like that. It's like, this is what I need to communicate through the energetics of connecting with that person, be it Vicki in Oregon or be it Mary in San Francisco. It's a very interesting phenomenon, and you know, medical intuition or receiving inner guidance, I believe, is a direct byproduct of really wanting to be healthy. So if you want to be healthy and you're taking all these offending foods out of your diet, the neat thing is you line up emotionally, you have way less emotional overload with the drama, the he says, the she says, and the whys and the wherefores, and you line up spiritually. You will know not only who's going to be on the phone when it rings, but you will know that the phone is going to ring. You will be able to pick up things from people way before it's actually made known. You'll get just little nuances. You'll be able to see, for example, the aura around flowers and trees. You'll be more connected because you're clean and you're not overloaded with all this toxic material, which means then you're in a fog. And if you look at, for example, and I know you want to go into commercial break, and Vicki, just cut me off whenever you want. I mean, not Vicki, I mean Karen.
But don't worry, I will. I'll be ruthless.
When you think of when you think of leaders and followers, you think of a group of followers, many of them can't think for themselves. They're in a fog. They're in a toxic overload state. So as soon as you get everyone cleaned up, then they can think for themselves. They can make decisions, and they can start to get on purpose.
Hmm. And taking charge of your life, taking charge of the decisions about what you put in your mouth, how you're going to take care of your body, mm-hmm. that's the way that you can bring yourself out of that fog. You can kind of bring yourself in tune with what I feel anyway, is your natural intuition, your natural divine tools, and that kind of makes you the leader and not the follower.
Well, it's because then you know, because you're divinely selected for a certain mission or job of work or purpose. You're divinely selected, but then you know you're divinely selected. And then you can act upon your instincts. Should I do this? No. Should I do that? Yes. And that's all you do on a daily basis. You know, should I go for a walk? No, you stay here by the phone. And then, sure enough, your friend Harriet that you haven't talked to in 6 months phones you. So you go strictly on intuition on a daily basis. I mean, you have things on your list that you need to do. Well, shall I do the first thing on the list first, or shall I do the last thing? And you kind of get the feeling, you know what, I'm going to do, you know, thing on the list number whatever. And sure enough, you bump into somebody, or you get some information at the last little thing you're going to be doing that helps you with the other ones that are further on up on the list. So if you let intuition, instinct, spirit, God, the universe, whatever, guide you, you don't make mistakes, and everything comes to you to help support your divine unfolding.
And that can also guide your decisions about what foods are right for you, or introduce maybe exactly what someone needs and exactly what Vicki doesn't need.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Well, citrus is a very, very high allergy, very high. So citrus and, you know, oranges, grapefruit, lemon, lime, tomatoes, very high allergen, especially after the age of 50. The stomach does not want all that acid stuff.
Okay, so I've been eating a lot of oranges as part of my new healthy,
I'd switch out to an apple a day. And in fact, in that green smoothie that you make, take half an apple and chop it up and then add it to the green smoothie. And that's all you need for fruit for the day. Fruit will only make you want more sugar.
It'll do.
You take fruit, now you want more.
Now, you mentioned that you have also on your site that there is a supplement that you offer that is connected with kind of reducing sugar cravings, right? And working with the related candida yeast issue?
Well, that particular, their drops, and they're called Apatrol, A-P-A-T-R-O-L, and they block the desire to overeat starch, and they literally will stop sugar cravings in their tracks because they contain micro doses of neurotransmitters, serotonin and dopamine. And we know that when those neurotransmitters are settled down and they're stable, then we don't have cravings. That's what happens when people start. They eat and eat and eat until that serotonin, you know, switches off. And it says, okay, I've had enough now. But a lot of people, it takes a lot to switch that off, even a whole loaf of bread for some people, and they still want more. And so this is an exclusive formula that contains these microdoses of neurotransmitters. And then the other thing that I do for every person that I see, everyone, is I get them to get on a program to control candida yeast. Because that's where your cravings are coming from. They're coming from a yeast that lives in your gut, that's fed on starch and fed on sugar. And the more sugar and starch you have, the more you feed yeast, the more cravings you have, and the more tired you are. And that's one of the biggest missing pieces in the weight loss and diet industry, is they're not taking this candida yeast into account, and it's huge.
Now, Caroline, here comes that break. When I come back, my guest is Caroline Sutherland. When we come back, let's talk about weight loss. Let's talk about the link between that and candida yeast. You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, and we'll be right back after this.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world, with Christina Jantz.
each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest is medical intuitive, author, teacher, Caroline Sutherland. If you head over to carolinesutherland.com, you can find out all about her and her work. You can look at her books. We've been talking a little bit about some of the different supplements that she makes available on her site, and please do that. If you would like to connect with Caroline on the air today, the number is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. And Caroline, when we so cruelly went to the break, you were talking about the link between candida yeast and why we can't lose weight or why we struggle. Can you say, so you say yeast, I think bread, and so clearly, so what is candida yeast?
Candida yeast is a strain of yeast that lives in the digestive tract of every single person, from a baby to a grandparent. And this yeast is, should be in a normal balance with all the other beneficial and not so beneficial bacteria in the colon of the person. And there are numerous, numerous strains and millions and billions of little organisms that are in there, you know, supporting immunity and digestion and elimination and all those sorts of things. So candida yeast gets in an overgrowth state, and it gets in an overgrowth state when we are babies, when we've had antibiotics, and when we've had the overuse of antibiotics. That's one of the biggest problems, not just by prescription, but through the food chain, through all milk that's commercially produced, and through, you know, beef and pork and chicken and all the rest of it that's not organic and hormone-free. So we have exposures, multiple exposures to antibiotics, and then the flora, this garden of beneficial and not so beneficial bacteria in the colon, then this candida gets completely overgrown. It becomes like a weed in the garden, and then all the person does is they crave. They crave starch, sugar, and I can bet for you, Karen, probably this started to kick up for you at, even before the age of 10.
Oh, yes.
A person has had antibiotics like I had, my father was a doctor, my mother was a dietitian, I was raised in a medical family, the constant use of antibiotics for ear infections. And I had chronic ear infections continually. And, of course, my mother was a dietitian, and she believed we should all be drinking milk. I was highly milk allergic. And, of course, I had a constant weight problem. I was always craving food. I was always craving starch. I never could lose that last 10 or 15 pounds until it was identified at the age of 39, and I've been in the business now for 30 years, that I was multiply allergic to common foods. And as soon as I took all those foods out of the diet, just like you, I immediately lost 15 pounds. But the other thing that the doctor did was give me something specific to keep candida yeast under control. And I have a number of things on my website to help people to keep candida yeast under control. But there's two ways I can help people every week that are free. Every Monday morning, I'm on Blog Talk Radio, so it's blogtalkradio.com/, and then my name, Caroline Sutherland, and there's no O in Sutherland, and Caroline is L-I-N-E at the end. So they can get free help there every Monday morning, and then every Monday night, and that's 8 Pacific, 11 Eastern, every Monday night at 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern, I do a free teleconference where I do spot readings and help people and their family members with, you know, candida yeast and weight issues and thyroid problems and you name it. And I've been doing those programs for many years. But there's a direct link between candida yeast, because when candida yeast is in an overgrowth state, that yeast is demanding food, demanding it. Send down the bread, send down the potato chips, send down the candy, send down the sugar. For you, you said you were having a lot of orange juice. No, you're just feeding candida yeast with one glass of orange juice. So people don't realize that. And if you look at diet books, and by the way, I have a best-selling diet book called The Body Knows Diet, Cracking the Weight Loss Code. There's not one diet book out there, not one, that spells all this out, most namely this huge, big piece of candida yeast. And I can smell it. I smell it on people. It's a sweet, sickly smell that wafts right off that person's photograph or on the phone or if I look at them. And as soon as I smell it, that person I know is going down. I know they're losing their memory. I know they have massive cravings. I know that they have more than likely a weight problem, and they're fatigued, and they cannot control their cravings. It's beyond their ability to be able to do so because this yeast is so powerful. And there's an interesting metaphysical connotation of what this yeast actually is metaphysically that's extremely interesting as well.
What is it?
Well, it's the death process. It's the internal breakdown, death and decay of that person. And it's accelerated by the consumption of sugar. So anything that's going to accelerate breakdown is going to be sugar. So the less you have of sugar and refined starches, and any starches that you do have should all be complex, like whole grains. Even, you know, stay away from whole grain wheat, for example, but you can use other whole grains and keep them low. Now, it is the death process, which is inherent. It's normal that we would, you know, be progressing along that path as we progress in age. But you can arrest it. You can keep it down. You can keep it under control. And here am I. I'm going to be, in 6 weeks' time, 69 years of age, and I run. I do cross-country skiing and snowshoeing and swimming in the ocean. I've got lots of energy. I'm up at 5 in the morning, in bed, lights out at 9:30 at night. And I'm not on any, you know, vitamin B boosters or anything. I just have a really healthy body because I take care of it. But this breakdown can be arrested and slowed down by not having a large consumption of sugar and refined carbohydrates and keeping this yeast under control. Getting a real handle on this yeast and saying, you know what, I bet I've got that yeast. And then you get on my website or you get onto a teleconference and ask what would be appropriate. And then I just tune in, I make a suggestion of what would be the right thing.
Why are we so out of touch with our bodies? How did this get so far away?
Nobody has this information. They just don't. They simply don't have the information. I mean, we do have some excellent, excellent holistic practitioners. But, you know, Karen, I am baffled every time people will come to me and they'll say, I've been on a yeast-free diet for 3 years. Well, why are you still smelling like, you know, a cauldron of yeast? Well, you know, my holistic physician says we're going to get to that in 6 months. If you're seeing a holistic physician or naturopath or nutritionist, they should be doing candida yeast control right out of the starting blocks. They call me the yeast queen of the Western world. That's my second name.
Wow.
It's a huge piece. It's very big.
I know in my own experience, fear plays a big part in making change, in stepping forward. Is that part of why we stay out of touch with our body? Because we're afraid of what we're going to discover when we ask you the question in the teleconference? Or are we afraid to know?
No, I think people, once they get the information, just like you are right now, a light bulb goes off in your head and you're saying, you know what? I've got to order those SC-cidal capsules. I've got to get something going because this, you get a little ding in your head. Oh my gosh, you know, what I'm hearing here is making sense. But you know what's really cool? This is the neat part. You could just get up and dance around your office or your living room because you're so excited. The cool thing about this is when you get started on candida yeast control, and you're out there a month or 6 weeks, you have no more cravings. You only eat when you need to eat. You do not eat in between. You don't have cravings. You don't have this specter of food hanging over your head. Food, food. You don't have that anymore. It's gone because this yeast is under control. But guess what? If you stop taking capsules that are specifically designed to control candida yeast and you stop them, even for 10 days, those cravings will come back. So it's a life work. It's a great life work. And you now are in your 40s. Well, I've done something to keep Candida yeast under control every single day for the last 30 years. And I rotate around between FC-cidal and fungal yeast infection and citricidal and different things that I have. A month of each. I'm very specific. I just tune in. And with every meal, regardless, I take something for Candida yeast. And I have no cravings. I just eat when I'm hungry, and I maintain a very nice size 6, and of course I used to be a size 12. But that's the key, is keeping this Candida yeast under control. And that's the biggest failing, not failing, but this is the biggest way that people slip, is they forget to continue to take capsules. They think, oh, we're done with those capsules now, and let's carry on. Nope, because that yeast will be back. It never goes away. You never get rid of it. You just get the overgrowth. You get rid of that. Now, the medical profession doesn't believe in it, and the reason why they don't is because every single person has Candida yeast in their colon, every single person. So if you went and got a test for it, your physician would roll his or her eyes and said, well, that's just ridiculous, and, you know, why are you bothering, you know, taking up my time? But they don't realize the implications of this yeast and how big it is. But that's just their training. So we say, well, thank you very much, and I appreciate you in my life, and your physician is there, you know, for your testing or your pap test or your whip, you break your arm or whatever you need. You say thank you because they have their domain. They have their area of the vineyard, and then other holistic practitioners have their area. So if you were to be tested for it, it wouldn't show up. If you had a stool culture done or a blood test done, unless it was systemic, which meant right through your whole system, systemically into your bloodstream, which, by the way, mine was, or in a stool culture. Now, Candida yeast loves to live in the lungs. So if anyone has asthma or any kind of lung breathing issue, that yeast has found its way through the overuse of antibiotics, usually, into the lungs and mucous membranes and sinuses. So you just get to work, get the sugars way down, and get going with your capsules and your appetite suppressant drops, and you work, and 3 or 4 months down the road, you're breathing a lot better, and you understand that this yeast loves moist, damp places, and one of the key places is the lungs.
Now, we are coming up. Here comes that break. It's like a rocket today. We're going so fast. My guest is Caroline Sutherland. This is Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, and we'll be right back after this.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. This is our last segment with medical intuitive author, teacher, Caroline Sutherland. And you can find out more about Caroline and her work. You can check out the supplements that she offers. Check out her free Monday night teleconferences. Learn about her Monday morning show on Blog Talk Radio. All of that is there for you at CarolineSutherland.com. Now, Caroline, we've been talking during the show a little bit about tuning into the body, learning about the wisdom of the body, the wisdom that the body holds. How can someone listening right now start to tune in to their body's wisdom, to what they need?
Okay. Well, here's what you can do. First of all, in two of my books, I talk about the use of the pendulum, and I love people to be able to learn how to use a pendulum. It's very simple. It's a great way of tuning in. Another thing that I teach them in my Body Knows books is called circle testing. It's a type of muscle testing or kinesiology. And applied kinesiology, of course, is used by all chiropractors, so everyone's had an experience of kinesiology. So those two things. But another way of doing it is you put your hand on your heart and you follow a trail right through your body and you ask, is there anything I need to pay attention to in my brain or my mind? And that'll be a yes or a no response you're looking for. You have to sit quietly, breathe in and out a few times, take a little bit of water, some kind of liquid, and sit quietly, and you really want to have a response. So it's not like you're trying to overshadow it or you're trying to override the response. You really want to know. So you'll check your brain and mind, and you get a no, no issue there. Then you'll ask about your ears. Is there anything you need to be paying attention to at your ears? And it'll be a yes or no and so forth. And you go right through all the organs. And when you get to the pancreas and you ask about that, sure enough, you'll get, yes, there is something. Is it related to blood sugar handling? Yes, it is. Is it related to anything else? Yes, it is. What would that be? Well, more than likely, it would be the need for digestive enzymes to help you digest. And then you go right through your whole body and you ask, but you keep your hand on your heart. That takes you right out of your head and into your instinct. And your body will show you on an organ level if there's anything that you need to pay attention to.
We so often, I think, make choices. We put the foods in our bodies that we're actually allergic to, right?
Yes.
We follow those cravings. We sort of do exactly the thing that we shouldn't do.
Well, it's because you're on a wheel. It's called an allergic addictive response. So the person is allergic to the food, they're having inflammatory effects, but they're addicted to it. We know that from smokers and people that have alcohol. They're really allergic to the tobacco, but they have it, and so they have this addictive response, so they're round and round like a wheel. So you have to go through a small amount of withdrawal, sometimes 3 or 4 days of withdrawal when you actually remove those foods. And you feel a little bit achy and maybe, you know, just a little bit foggy thinking and tired. And you go through the withdrawal and then you're clear out the other side. So it's really a wonderful way of getting in touch with your body and what's good and what's not good for it. And then the byproduct is going to be you, the new you, the real you, the you that has stamina and strength and vibrancy and a lot of youth. You see, when you get into your late 40s and 50s, you're into a little bit of a different zone. You know, we always think that we can live forever and we're going to be, you know, we don't have to consider, you know, a finite number of years. But when you get to the age of 50, you know you have a finite number of years to live. And you want them to be vibrant. You look around at people in walkers and wheelchairs, and you know darn well you don't want to be in a walker and a wheelchair. Well, let's start making the corrections now. And we didn't mention it, but one of the big things, of course, is hormone balancing. And I'm a huge fan of getting people's hormones balanced. And that should be taking place easily at the age of, you know, early 40s, mid-40s for sure. Because hormone imbalances for men and women are very widespread, and they're responsible for a lot of emotional upheavals. People are emotional because their hormones are out of balance.
And it's in men and women. You say hormones, I think women right away, but in men and women.
Oh, for sure, for sure. You look at all those ads for Viagra, all that is men with low testosterone. That's all it is. And then, of course, they're pushing synthetic testosterone, which is not a good thing to be doing because it converts to estrogen. And men with high estrogen, of course, then that can lead to prostate cancer. So men, you know that we have hormone imbalances just by watching a little bit of television. That'll show you. But those are men with low testosterone. That's what that is. That's why they need Viagra and Cialis and all those things. It's because their testosterone is low.
Wow, there's so much here. What would you like to leave people with? What's the most important thing you want people to know today?
I would just say sort of move into a different zone. You had that wonderful music about respect. You know, you had that in the break, that famous song, Respect. I've forgotten. Aretha Franklin, I think it was.
That's right.
And so it's this respect. You know, spirit has given you a body. You've been given this. And you have been given this body over millions of other people who are waiting for circumstances to be right for them to be born. You got given a body. Now, respect it. Does that mean deprive it of food? No. It means give it plenty of food, the right food, and then that body will perform for you. But not only that, it's the vehicle through which you place your piece of patchwork on the planet. And so you want this body to be healthy so that when you leave this plane of existence, you will be done with everything that you committed to do, and you'll have the energy to do it.
Wonderful. Caroline, thank you so much for being here. What a pleasure to get to talk to you. I'm nowhere near done with you, but we're out of time.
Oh, so thank you very much, Karen. It was a pleasure to be with you, too. And I just love your show, and I love the title of it, and all the people seem so interested.
Oh, thank you so much. That is Caroline Sutherland. And if you head over to carolinesutherland.com, you can get more information about her work, check out her books, you can check out the different supplements and other wonderful things that she offers on that site, carolinesutherland.com. And hey, you've got the browser window open, right? So go over to fogcitypsychic.com too. Find out what I'm up to and learn how you can connect with me, maybe to get a little intuitive guidance to help kickstart your new year. Now, next week at this time on Transformation Talk Radio and the mighty WBLQ, my guest will be Jerry Gavin. His unexpected connection with his guardian angel led him down a spiritual path that now allows him to bring down-to-earth angelic advice to all who seek it. Thank you so much for listening today. Together, we are spreading a little more light in the world. And a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio.
What do the masters want to say about well-being, about their lives, about the world? What is it the masters say that we are called to do or be?
Simply to believe. Believe in yourself. Believe in hope. Believe in God. Believe. Just simply believe. And the rest will follow.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody. We'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.